It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 10th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $70,853. ETH is down slightly at $3,526. Binance Coin is down slightly at $621. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. The Tan Foundation, which oversees the open network blockchain, has teamed up with Hashkey Group to improve fiat access for users of the Telegram wallet in the Asia-Pacific region. This partnership aims to make it easier for users to convert between fiat and cryptocurrency. The Tan Foundation is also considering treasury management options provided by Hashkey Group. While the FBI reportedly issued a subpoena to obtain personal information about attendees at a Bitcoin Core developer event in 2022 as part of an investigation into Luke Dashjer's claim of losing around 216 BTC in a hack. Dashjer alleged the loss in January 2023, attributing it to a compromise of his pretty good privacy key. Well, PAC Finance faced a sudden surge in liquidations on April 11th. This occurred because the platform unexpectedly lowered the liquidation threshold for user positions, causing $26 million in unnecessary liquidations. The change was made without prior announcement or a time lock, resulting in significant losses for users with Renzo restaked Ether loans. Lowering the liquidation threshold reduces the safety margin for borrowers, leading to more liquidations. A single address executed 93% of the liquidations and profited about 244 ETH from the event. PAC Finance acknowledged the issue and is working with affected users to address it. Well, former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has filed an appeal after being found guilty on 7 counts of fraud. He submitted the appeal to Judge Lewis Kaplan of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. SBF was sentenced to nearly 25 years in prison and ordered to repay up to $11 billion in losses. He claims that a liquidity crisis caused the losses, alleging mismanagement by FTX staff. Well, Craig Wright has ceased his appeal in a defamation case in Norway from 2022. A Norwegian judge ruled in favor of Magnus Granath regarding his statements against Wright. Wright had sought to appeal this decision but is now stopped. The case dates to May 2019 when Wright sued Granath for libel over Twitter posts. And finally, Kraken plans to delist Monero for users in Ireland and Belgium on June 10th. Trading and deposits of Monero will stop on May 10th, with margin positions needing closure to avoid forced closure. Any remaining Monero will be automatically converted to Bitcoin. This decision follows similar moves by Binance and OKX. The delisting aligns with new EU anti-money laundering regulation. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.